The Mesillas Yesharim has given us a directive. He identified the goal of our life, Dveikus Hashem, Kirbas Hashem, relationship with Hashem. In no uncertain terms, he lays down the facts. Nothing else will give us fulfillment. Nothing else is real. Nothing else can even be qualified as good. But then the Mesillas Yesharim gives us a challenge. When a person acknowledges his goal in life, when he clarifies his vision, if he's a sincere person who hears these words and truly accepts them, it must be forever present in his mind. This is what Mesillas Yesharim writes, and kept in sight at all times. The knowledge of the reason for our existence is not an ordinary piece of information. This is serious business. It's something to which one's entire life must be attuned. Each moment, we have to adapt our thoughts and our feelings and what we'll be doing to this reason. Here are the words of the Mesillas Yesharim. Yisoid ha-chassidus, the foundation of chassidus, piety, v'shorish ha-avodah ha-tmima, the root of pure avodah Hashem, sheyis ames v'yizbarer, to clarify and acknowledge, etel ha-adam, macha v'asa ba'alam, what our purpose in this world is, ulumat sara sheyasa megamase umabote, and towards what goal do we constantly have to focus on and strive for, b'chol asher hu amel, in every single thing we do, kol yimei chayev, every single day of our lives. I'm always amazed at the way the Mesillas Yesharim begins his sefer. You think about it for a minute. Think about how far ahead of where we are, even the very first line of the sefer Mesillas Yesharim is. He's addressing people who are already in the business of defining the purpose of their lives. People who live with a goal in their sights, a life goal, a personal motto. The Ramchal comes in just for the purpose of helping us narrow it down, to clarify what exactly is that goal. But are we even at the point where we live with a goal in mind? Like the Ramchal says, in everything we do every day of our lives, what an expectation the Ramchal has of us. What potential we have. And he's just giving us, okay, this is what it is. Plug it in. You know how companies have their motto, mission statement, emblazoned everywhere. It's on their advertisement, delivery trucks. Sometimes it's even printed on their employees' uniforms, every email signature, every time you're on hold with them. You hear this message played again and again and again. This is not a mere marketing ploy. It really makes a difference. And it makes a difference internally for their company. If their employees know what you want from them, they know what the standard is, this flashing in their faces every odd minute of the day, they begin to operate on that standard. So likewise, the Ramchal is creating a tagline, a slogan or a motto. I'm not really sure what the difference between those words are. The line is, Dveikus to Hashem, relationship. That's what life is about. Now let's imagine we would make the words of the Mesillas Yesharim a little business card which we'd keep in our pocket. And every 15 minutes, we'd remove the paper from our pocket and realign ourselves. Remind ourselves constantly, why am I here? What's the purpose of my life? And the answer is Dveikus to Hashem, creating relationship with Hashem. Now, what would that do to our lives? How would we live differently? If we would apply the entire weight of our spiritual energy towards that fact, we would have a live, burning commitment to the emes, to the truth. You think of a carpenter who takes a power saw in one hand and a board in the other, and begins to operate it. Now, this is a dangerous tool. Now, while sawing the board, he thinks about his mortgage, and then his upcoming vacation, the last thing his wife told him. His thoughts are preoccupied with anything else, and he doesn't put his mind to the task. Not only will the cut be crooked, or the board will crack, he'll probably hurt himself. Now, although when he took the saw in his hand, he knew clearly what he was doing, and why he was doing it, and he knew how to use the saw, but if he loses focus and thinks about something else completely, then what's guiding him? Living life is not different than driving. We know the danger of distracted driving and the importance of keeping our eyes on the road. Now, life has this tendency. It gets our attention. Things happen, good things and not so good things. And at that point, we're challenged to focus and find meaning in life. We're faced with questions. And when we have those questions, life is knocking on us and saying, realign, get refocused, pay attention. It's like someone beeping. And in order to drive straight, we have the white lines on the side and the yellow lines in the middle. So Mesillas Yesharim is telling us, Dveikus Bashem, creating and developing a relationship with Hashem is how to keep our eyes on the road. Have a wonderful day.